Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES. ARES will serve as the sole organization providing amateur radio communication support to the state. The ESC will offer training and certification to ARES members and coordinate activities through the New Hampshire Emergency Operations Center. There are 11 ARES groups throughout the state through which members volunteer their time to perform public service communication opportunities. More information is available at https://nh-ares.org. HAMSI, Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, is preparing now for a series of meteor scatter experiments later this year and needs amateur radio operators to help. While the target storms are in August and December, preparation and testing are already underway. To be successful, this effort needs operators both active and passive. Operators are needed to be active, calling CQ on MSK 144, or passive, if possible, reporting via PSK monitor as monitors. The upcoming Lyridge shower, April 16th to the 25th, peaking on the 22nd of April, is an excellent time to set up your equipment and join with other operators preparing for the events later this year. If you don't have the time to be active, says HAMSI, at least set up a passive reporting. PSK Reporter currently has a scarce 10-meter MSK 144 list of monitors, so more are needed during the early morning hours. Eventually, the HAMSI team will be collecting operator contact information, but for now, all that is required is for participants to report through the PSK Reporter. For more information on the operating guidelines for this activity, please visit Meteor Scatter QSO Party Guidelines at HAMSI. The Nassau Area Radio Society's Ham Boot Camp will be held Saturday, May 10th, 2025. The online event from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is open to everyone and designed for newly licensed hams, experienced hams, or anyone just exploring the hobby. Boot Camp will offer demonstrations and tutorials, including building a station, getting on the air, and VHF equipment and activities. Special stations include FT-8, emergency communications, and operating via satellites. Whether you're interested in local communications, DXing or contesting, or just having fun on the air, there's something there for everyone. For more information or to register, visit ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Here we are in April, and it will not be long before field day is upon us. Now would be a good time.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GVK.